أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة وإن من الحجارة لما يتفجر منه الأنهار وإن منها لما يشقق فيخرج منه الماء وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ أَنْ يُؤْمِنُوا لَكُمْ وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَا بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ قَالُوا أَتُحَدِّثُونَهُمْ بِمَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لِيُحَاجُّوكُمْ بِهِ عِندَ رَبِّكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ وَإِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ
After all that, your hearts hardened, then it became like a rock. In fact, worse than a rock in hardness. Whereas amongst the rocks, there are some from which rivers gush forth. Others, when split, send out water, and others that sink for the fear of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala is not unmindful of what you do. You had seen miracles upon miracles, an address made to the Bani Israel, where the dead became alive, it began to speak. So you saw and witnessed miracles upon miracles, and those miracles supposed to be softening your hearts. Rather than your hearts softening, they became harder than rocks. Whereas rocks, in spite of them seemingly, they seem to be lifeless in our sight, but they have that perception and they have that understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rivers gush forth from some rocks, and streams and springs gush forth from others, and they are those that fear, that sink and fall off on account of the fear of Allah Ta'ala. So men also are divided and distributed into different classes and categories. Those whose hearts will melt with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and streams and rivers of wisdom and knowledge will flow from the hearts, sending their benefit and their good far and wide. Then there are those who are not as huge as big, huge streams and rivers, but water gushes forth, springs gush forth, at least they are good for their surrounding. And then there are those that are just good for themselves, at least they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you people became even worse. There's no fear in your hearts, you aren't good for anybody, not near, not far, so you are worse than rocks. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ Allah Ta'ala is not unmindful of what you do. Again, these are all an address made to the Bani Israel, that you don't even have the decency of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you cannot be of good to others, at least be good to your own self. And all this comes because of you being unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. If you have the consciousness and the awareness of Allah Ta'ala, then you wouldn't have behaved in this manner. Then again, this next verse is an address to believers. Will you continue entertaining the hope that they will believe you, they will accept you, whereas a group amongst them heard the word of Allah Ta'ala, then knowingly perverted the word of Allah Ta'ala after having understood it. They knew it was the word of Allah Ta'ala, and they knew what is going to be the consequence of perverting the word of Allah Ta'ala. After all this, they had yet perverted the word of Allah Ta'ala. So if they could have the heart to distort and pervert the word of Allah Ta'ala, where can you expect that these people ever come upon guidance? Where can you expect that these people will listen to you with ears and hearts of justice and fairness? So forget the expectation and forget any hope in these people. إِذَا لَقُلْ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا أَمَنَّا. But when they meet the believers, they say, we do believe. But when they meet each other in secret, then they say to their own people, will you tell them of what Allah Ta'ala has revealed for you, that they may engage you, they may prevail over you in your discussions. In your discussions, when you discuss with the Muslims, then they may prevail over you in the presence of your Rabb. Do you not have any understanding? Sometimes, to curry favor with Muslims, this munafiq Jews, when they would meet up with them, then they would speak about some of the predictions that their books contained about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, feeling that we will speak some things in their favor, and we will speak some things in their favor, they will become soft towards us, and they'll become considerate towards us. So they rule, their elders would say, how can you tell them these type of things? They may get the upper hand, whilst you're going to be discussing about matters of deen, they may have the upper hand over you. أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But don't they realize that Allah Ta'ala knows what they conceal and what they reveal? They are conspiring in this manner, whilst they know that these predictions are contained in their own kitabs. And don't they realize that if they are keeping it away from people, then Allah Ta'ala, they cannot keep away things from Allah Ta'ala. He knows all that you conceal, all that you reveal. Then amongst them, they are the illiterate who know not the book. They've got no knowledge of the book of Allah Ta'ala. All they follow is their fancy, false hopes, and all they do is they guess and speculate. They have these type of hopes that Jannat is reserved for the Jews. Nobody but a Jew will enter into Jannat. And they have the type of fancy hopes that they are the favorites of Allah Ta'ala. So it is just guesswork and nothing but conjecture and speculation. So woe to those who write the books with their own hands, and then they say, this is from Allah Ta'ala, that they may gain through it a miserable prize. And woe to them for what their hands have written, and woe to them for what they have gained, just to gain some type of material favor, material remuneration, then they would distort the word of Allah Ta'ala when they have to guide the Bani Israel and pass judgment, then they will pass judgment distorting the word of Allah Ta'ala, just to gain some type of support and some type of material benefit from people, they would distort and pervert the word of Allah Ta'ala. وَقَالُوا. And after all this, they would say that the fire will not touch us but for a few numbered days. We are the favorite of Allah Ta'ala, we are the chosen race. So when we are the chosen race, if the evil of us, the bad of us have to go to Jahannam, then for a few numbered days. Say, have you taken a promise with Allah Ta'ala? For Allah Ta'ala never breaks his promise. Allah Ta'ala never breaks his promise. Or do you say about Allah Ta'ala what you know not? No. The rule by Allah Ta'ala is, man kasaba sayyatan, whoever earns a wrong, and his sin surrounds him all round, then these are the people of Jahannam, and they will live therein forever. The magnanimity of his sin is such, the nature of his sin is such, that it has surrounded him altogether. When it has surrounded him altogether, as though he is surrounded by fire from all ends, there is no way to escape. So no matter what he does now, when the wrong has surrounded him from all sides, because the wrong that he has committed is the wrong of disbelief, distorting and perverting the word of Allah Ta'ala, defying the Anbiya alayhim salam and rejecting them. So all this will amount to disbelief, and the nature of the disbelief is such that it surrounds you from all ends. It doesn't leave any room for you to exit out of this wrong, to exit into exit or to save yourself. There's no way left, because you're surrounded by evil from all ends, from all corners. So this is the very nature of disbelief, that it surrounds you from all ends. There is no way to exit, no way to escape into freedom and into safety. So you have surrounded yourself on account of your wrong, then you will be the dwellers of Jahannam, and they will live therein forever. But for those who believe and do righteous works, then these are the people of Jannat, and they will dwell therein forever. May Allah give us tawfiq.